Happy Friday, everybody. It is Digest time. Delaware City Digest for the next 30 minutes. We're going to talk about news you can use, and we'll cover other topics and celebrities and all sorts of all the things that a Delaware resident would want to know or maybe doesn't want to know. But we think you're going to want to know. So looking forward to it. And we brought in, speaking of celebrities, with us today, former... My former co-host, our police chief, all around good guy, Chief Adam Moore. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, Lee.
I am glad
to be here.
Welcome back to the show, and great to have you on. Bob is out this week, so it is Lee and Adam again, or Adam and Lee, if you're so inclined, and looking forward to it. But it's great timing. It is National Police Week, kicks off on Sunday, and thought it'd be great to talk to the chief about being a police officer today and what is going to be happening for Police Week and the opportunities and challenges and everything that goes into the City of Delaware Police Department and whatever else is going on. So we'll cover all that. But how you been, partner?
I've been hanging in pretty good.
So. Yeah.
I don't want to say that, you know, when I was no longer able to be your sidekick here, that my career has been downhill since, but definitely the ratings have dropped. So
yeah, yes, it's true.
Well, you know, I don't like to be negative with Bob, but you know, it is kind of tough, man. You know, when you're following the quality and the quantity that was produced, it's no easy task.
You know, when you're the police chief or you're a police officer, nobody really wants your autograph. You know, they don't want your signature at the bottom of any paperwork.
Right.
But when you're the sidekick on Delaware City Digest, I mean, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just mobbed.
Yes.
I'm mobbed.
So anyway, Chief Moore in the house today, and we're going to talk about National Police Week and activities taking place and some of the, challenges and issues that our police department faces. So we're going to cover that, but before we do,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline news.
The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Delaware, prepare to go wild. We've got some crazy news here for you. Starting out with, Lee, you can subscribe to our news via mailing
the
list.
The e-news.
Right,
Delaware
e-news.
City e-news. Yes,
right.
Tell me more, Chief.
Well, there are news
more
on...
More Chief, you get that?
Oh, yeah.
More Chief.
Hey, projects, events, and more directly delivered to your email box, inbox. You can click the link to sign up now. It's at the www.delawareohio.net. Or you can use the subscribe link on the bottom of our homepage.
You know that I looked the other day. We got our metrics for the most recent month. More than 2,600 subscribers to e-news now.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's an awesome way to engage and inform our residents, as you said, with all sorts of useful items and news about programs and projects. So
yes, it certainly does not replace... Every Friday, listen to the news live, but you can have it come right to your inbox.
Exactly.
Excellent. Excellent. I don't know if everybody's aware out there, but the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency mandates water utilities across the country to produce an annual report to educate and inform their customers about the quality of their drinking water. And that report for the City of Delaware can be read online, and there are printed copies available if you want to call 740-203-1901. Those wishing to discuss the city's water system in more detail are reminded that Public Works, Public Utilities Committee meets quarterly. That's one of those important city meetings. And if you want to look for those meeting dates and times, you can go to the city's website.
You know, there's a... It is a great way to find what our turbidity is, the number for our... No?
No. Turbidity. That's like
turbidity, flocculation, all these important terms you need to know.
Cloudiness of the water.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. How much stuff's floating around in there?
You're a stone cold water guy, man. That is exactly what it is. That's turbidity.
That's a mighty fine H2O right there.
That is. We make the best water in anywhere. But in all seriousness, they do these water quality reports each year, and it's a great way for Tom Henson and his team at the Water Department to showcase the great job they do. And as Adam said, that report is available online, or you can call if you'd like a paper copy. We'd be happy to print one out for you.
Yeah, and a shout out to the guys that work up there at the water plant. Shortly after I became chief, I got to attend a open house Saturday at our freshwater drinking plant. Got a tour of the facility up there, and you know, I've worked in public government now for going on 30 years, and I'll tell you, I, as many other people, just take for granted you turn that faucet and that water comes out. And it really is interesting what goes into the production of the water and the fact that we use river water, we have well water, we mix the two and do all kinds of things to make sure that water comes out.
It's really state of the art in the amount of science and technology that is involved with making water, as I say, and distributing it through our system. You know, they do a great job. So.
And I was kind of blown away by the fact that the water that's in the water towers right now at 9:45 in the morning on Friday, at 9:45 in the morning Saturday, will be all new water.
Right. It's not like bourbon that sits in there 8 years or something like that.
It just kind of blows your mind that the system turns over every 24 hours or so. So, well, if that interests you, this is going to interest you even more. You have an opportunity to get involved directly in city government. We are looking for residents to serve on the Board of Zoning Appeals. We need a third ward resident there, and that's a 3-year term. Civil Service Commission, we need a resident of the city for a 6-year term. A first ward resident to be on the Planning Commission. And if you don't know what ward you live in, you can go to the city website, and there's a ward map there, and also direct you to who your city council person is for the ward. And then the Delaware North New Community Authority, a resident that lives in that community authority, is needed for a 2-year term. Applications, again, are available at www.delawareohio.net or call 740-203-1000, the switchboard. They'll direct your call. We can get somebody to get that sent to you. But it's a great way to kind of serve, but also learn about the inner workings of government.
You just said it there. You nailed it, Adam. A great way to get involved at the really, truly grassroots level of local government on one of our committees or subcommittees and learn about your city and contribute. So check it out at DelawareOhio.net.
Yeah, excellent. And then finally, riveting, exciting, mark it on your calendar. Monday night, 7 p.m. at 1 South Sandusky, we'll be having a city council meeting. And that's where all the big decisions are made. So we'd sure love for you to show up, maybe even check out the agenda, have something to say about something that's on the agenda. And or you can watch the live stream at the city's website. But city council meets at 7 p.m. Monday.
That is it.
And Lee, that is all the news and is the reason why Delaware is one of America's best hometowns.
He's the man. He's still got it. Yeah. Chief Adam Moore with the news. Hey, stick around. Chief is here. We're going to talk about National Police Week and the Delaware Police Department in 2025. All that and more after these messages. Digest time. I'm Lee Yoakum. Chief Adam Moore is with us this morning. He is in the co-pilot's chair. He's in the chief chair today as my co-host and also our guest. It's National Police Week begins this week, and it's a great opportunity to highlight the work that our police department does here in Delaware and nationwide. Started in 1962 by President Kennedy. I was reading. Chief, and as I said, a way to honor not only our 800,000 or so uniform officers in the United States, but also remember those that have given their lives in the line of duty. And I know it's a special week for you, and talk a little bit about what this week means to you as the chief, and maybe to the department.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I kind of looked that information up again, refreshed my memory, and President Kennedy signed the joint resolution council. Look at that. I'm stuck at local government all the time. Right. The Congress had passed October 1st of 1962, and, you know, that's just a little over a month, and he gave his life in service of the country. And J.D. Tibbetts, who was attempting to interact with Oswald, was shot and killed in the line of duty. And so that's kind of tragic history there. But it's a time to honor folks that we have in our city that are out at all hours of the day, 24/7, and they are providing for order in our community. They hold the line, and they have order, and they do a lot of work for public safety. It's long days and short years, and all of them at any given moment could be forced into just an unbelievable situation. And it's a nice week to kind of remember the folks that do those things for us. But beyond that, you know, this is kind of often the whole Veterans Memorial Day, Veterans Day conversation. And May 15th is Police Memorial Day. And, you know, I think all of us think this week, during this week, about the folks that they paid the ultimate price. You know, how many dads are out there now that won't have the opportunity?
Or moms.
But, as you know, I heard a chief speaking yesterday at the State of Ohio's memorial service that they had in London, and he talked about dads, but it absolutely could be moms. But, you know, how many dads didn't walk their daughter down the aisle?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Aren't going to be at the next baseball game because of their job, and their job is to do that for you and I. And that's just, we promise in this profession that you will make a lot of sacrifices if you work in law enforcement, but we promise you will never be forgotten.
So on that, you talked about the job and those that thinking. What were some of the things that inspired you to pursue a career in law enforcement?
Well, I will tell you that I'm a people person, and I like to work on problems.
You could have sold insurance as a people person, though.
Yeah, I mean,
and probably done a good job of it.
And maybe done well a good enough. Job of it.
But go ahead.
It's a job where if you like working on different types of problems, you can those are presented to you on a daily basis. You get to work with folks. I also think that it's an element of it's a privilege is one of the elements of doing this job, because you get to be a person that on any given day in your community, when someone's having the worst day of their life, their life is turned upside down, they don't know which way to go, you can't call Ghostbusters, but you can always call for law enforcement, and a person will come out that's hopefully solid and squared away, and it's like the Rock of Gibraltar. It's somebody you can grab hold of and start to get things right, and that's a privilege. And I've always viewed it as a privilege. We talked about boards and commissions. It's also a way to be in your community and make your community better. Make your community better than when you found it. And I think that all those things have kind of led me to that. Plus, when I was 21 years old, you get to drive cars fast and shoot guns and all that good stuff, right? So play with the siren.
Yeah. Chief Adam Moore is our guest in the studio this morning. It's National Police Week, kicks off on Sunday. So, Chief, for those maybe unfamiliar with City of Delaware Police Department, can you give us a quick overview of how many officers and types of units and those kinds of things that you oversee?
Yeah, so we provide full law enforcement services to about 45,000 residents across about 21 square miles. And when I say full law enforcement services, we handle everything down to parking tickets downtown up to homicides and everything in between, staffed with an allowance of 60 sworn police officers, 60 state of Ohio certified police officers, and then we have a professional staff of about another 10 or 12 individuals that help us in a support role to do what we do.
So city of Delaware, it's a growing city. We all know that. What are some of those challenges that your officers face each day, each shift in a city that's growing like Delaware? Keeping gas in the car, maybe, but yeah. I mean, 'cause there's a lot more miles. But
yeah.
Curious.
Well, and you know, I think that there are challenges that you face with growth. You know, certainly individuals and folks that you have move to town, statistically, there are more folks that are having everyday problems, domestics, more houses with alarms going off, you know, thefts, those types of things. So we work to do those. And then there's also a lot of kind of the, you know, I don't want to call this the entertainment life, but Delaware has a lot of special events and things that go on. And that has really changed over the years. The amount of work that we put into making sure that First Friday, the Veterans Day Parade, fireworks, Brown Jug is safe for everyone, based on kind of threats that have, you know, come up across America and the world. For instance, an example would be, you know, when I was a kid, if you had a parade or something, they would just, you know, throw a barricade up that said road closed. And then, you know, unfortunately, we had a huge tragedy in Nice, France, and that caused us to have to look at some of those things where we have large amounts of people in the roadway differently. And so those are the kind of challenges. But then when you say challenges, Lee, I also think about the challenges of police work that are the same for us as they are for the officers in Marysville or Marion or Columbus. It's a 24/7 job, 365 days a year. We don't have a work from home program. You have to come in every day to the office. You work out in the elements. When you come in, if your shift is from 8 to 4, you might get off at 4 o'clock. You may not. Thinking back to COVID, when we had COVID, everything shut down, schools, daycare, everyone was well, our officers have families, they have kids. Their daycare provider shut down, but they still had to come to work.
They can't ride around with dad and or mom.
Yeah.
In the cruiser.
And so I think there's challenges there. There's challenges physically, you know, on our folks. And then there's also, you know, the mental well-being of our folks, the wellness of our folks, because quite frankly, we have people in our profession that see things that the regular average resident doesn't see. And, you know, after 25 or 30 years of that, it can really take a toll on you if you don't, you know, keep your head screwed on right. And then the other issue is every day, as I said before, you have the potential, and we were reminded of the danger of this job just last week on Friday in the city of Cincinnati, where, you know, a retired deputy who had retired after 33 years but agreed to kind of come in and moonlight and still do traffic or whatever, was just purposely ran over by a person in relationship to another incident that he had no part in. But he went to work that day and just didn't come home in a split second like that.
Let's look ahead we're in 2025, but what do you see as some of the priorities for your department in 2025 and going into 2026?
Well, I think one of the things that we've been working on in the last, you know, probably 2 years coming out of COVID, we used to have a lot of folks that would sign up to take the test to be a police officer. I think when I took the test to be a Delaware police officer, there was one or two open positions, and we had 200 people show up to take the test. Wow. Now we have a lot of tests that we give, and we'll maybe have 20 or 30 folks come. And that's a myriad of different things. That's representative of our labor market out there. It's a really competitive labor market out there. A lot of folks are looking for a lot of different options. As I mentioned before, if you're interested in working from home or commuting or whatever, I don't have that. If you don't like standardized clothing at work, I don't have that. Got to kind of wear the same thing. So there's some challenges with that. As I mentioned before, we work nights, weekends, holidays. I tell our new recruits, the schedule is what I call organized chaos. You may work on your day off. You may get another day off. You may have to come in and stay. You may get called in for court. There's a method to the madness, but it's organized chaos. And I will tell you that even as the chief of police, it never changes. In fact, I've got an event to attend tonight, and I'll be back into the city first thing tomorrow morning. So, you know, that balance of family and the schedule, you know, makes it difficult. So one of the priorities that we've really worked on the last 2 years is to really change some of our recruiting and pushing forward, changing our process. We used to only give the test once a year. We're now doing it monthly, and to get our department fully staffed. And I'm happy to say that that has helped us out, and we've hired quite a few people, and we're approaching being completely fully staffed.
So last question, this is Chief Adam Moore. It's National Police Week, and the chief is with us. We're talking about the state of law enforcement in the city of Delaware Police Department. So, Chief, there's what's one thing about policing or police officers that you wish more people understood?
I think that I wish more people have the opportunity. And, by the way, if you ever get the chance to take the Delaware Citizens Academy or the Delaware Police Department Citizens Police Academy, come in. It's a great opportunity for you to see. Oftentimes, the public, for instance, what do we do on a daily basis? We arrest people and write them tickets. Statistically, when you come in and look at our calls for service, that is actually a very, very small number of our interactions with the public end up in a citation an arrest. So then you go, well, what else are we doing? And a lot of those things that we're doing is we respond to a lot of behavioral health crises now, folks that need some assistance getting their life sorted out. We are providing safety and security for events. We are working in our schools with young people. There's a variety of things, and I think that's one of the things that I'd like the public to better understand what. When we say holistically, comprehensively, public safety, what that really looks like. And it is more than just arrests and citations.
It's more than TV shows.
It's more than TV shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And also letting folks see locally the quality of the individuals, the men and women that are working for them day in and day night. You know, I will tell you, it's been the honor of my life to be involved in this profession. Because it's not every job that you get to spend your days with ordinary people, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, just ordinary people that have families and live ordinary lives, but in an instant will do extraordinary things on behalf of other people.
Well, Chief, thank you for coming in today. Chief Adam Moore, the City of Delaware Police Chief. It is National Police Week, kicks off on Sunday, and there will be... you'll see and hear more about that, but Chief, always love having you on as my co-host or as our police chief. Love working with you and your fine staff, and I hope everybody has a safe and successful Friday.
Yes,
we'll leave it there and move on from there. So thanks for coming in. He is Chief Adam Moore. So
thanks Lee. I appreciate the opportunity, and maybe I can earn my spot back.
Well, we'll
watch out, Bob. Watch out, Bob.
We'll go back and look at the tape. But we will try, and we will try it again next week when we'll see everybody on the digest.